The big Mountain Lions Festival on Labor Day is getting ready and locked in, loaded, and giving us an update on how things are going in those preparations. Steve Yent is with the Mountain Lions and joins us on the program. Steve, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. Things going well. I know the last time we heard from you, you were talking with McConnell about some efforts to fundraise for the fireworks to wrap things up. Curious how that's been going.
Yeah, that was about 2 weeks ago, and actually almost immediately after I got off the airwaves, my phone started ringing, and people started getting in contact with me for donations towards the fireworks, so it really helped. I want to thank you guys for that, first and foremost. We are well on our way to our goal. I put an editorial post on Facebook social media today, just letting everyone know that we are a go, and fireworks will be on this year, as per usual. We're well on our way to reaching our goals, but we still have a little bit more work to do, and all donations will still be accepted on, before, and even a little bit after Labor Day until we finally wrap everything up and do our final summary.
Right on. So you managed to get some, because I from the sounds of it, the initial fundraising was kind of it took a couple of seconds, then it started moving and got some good headway here.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe I was a little bit early. Again, we were kind of chomping at the bit as a club to get everything going this year because we've been stagnant for 2 years. Yeah. So I maybe have started the fundraising campaign a little bit early. But like anything that I've been involved in, the urgency really does start to kick in the weeks leading up to the festival or the event, whatever it may be, which is where we're at now. So, yeah, in terms of a club, we've got all our ducks in a row. We have one final meeting this Wednesday, and to get the final prep and the final organization all ready to go. But other than that, starting next week, we'll be setting up the fairgrounds, setting up the stage for the bands, and getting everything on order from our end.
Right on. Because what jumped it up into my radar was one of the posts looking for volunteers. So and there's been so many organizations. I just talked about the Canada Summer Games. I know volunteers was one of the big struggles that they had through the course of this summer. Everybody's been having a hard time kind of getting the bodies that they need. So it sounds like you need some help.
Yeah. You know, Lions clubs all around the world even are always looking for new members, and our club is no different. We do have one of the strongest memberships. Our Merritt Lions Club has one of the strongest memberships, I think, of any club in the A2 district, from my knowledge. But again, we're always welcome and opening to any and all men, women, you know, whether you're just starting out in your early 20s or you're, you know, just in your retirement age and you want to join our club, we're always looking for help. And then this weekend, we rely heavily on families and friends, too. We kind of go outside the club membership. And we rely on families, friends, neighbors, anybody that can give in a couple hours to jump behind one of the food booths or one of the ticket booths or something like that. Please contact us via social media or any way to get a hold of us through our club, through our email, and we can definitely put you to good work.
Right on. I know one of the big selling points is usually the high school students, right? It'll count towards your hours. They can't do the beer, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
but that's one of those big pieces right now, right? Because they've got that requirement, and you try to get some of them in.
Yeah. So again, with not having anything really going on, whether it be sports, you know, hockey in the community, baseball, soccer, for the last couple of years, that Rolodex of kids that we've usually had that high school age has kind of evaporated, at least for the time being. So we are putting a call to arms out for anybody that is high school age that needs their community service hours for graduation. Please contact us and we can find something that will accommodate your skill set to get you involved and get you your hours. A lot of us club members that are, you know, now in our 30s and 40s, that's how we got a lot of our hours, whether it be following around our moms and dads or grandparents or aunts and uncles. So we know the drill. And like I said, everyone's got different skill sets, but we can definitely find something that will accommodate you.
I'm going to say it wasn't a requirement back when I was in high school. one of those tricky parts, but it's something that obviously helps the kids get out there and be in the community and kind of helping out organizations like the Lions Club. So you said you'll start setting up the grounds next week?
Yeah, Monday night we'll be starting, you know, setting up our booths and tents and whatnot. The Midway vendor should be rolling in late Sunday, early Monday, and getting their rides and amusements all set. So yeah, again, even with setup. So anytime through the evening, the week prior to Labor Day, if you have a few hours and you're willing to get your hands dirty, come on over and we'll find some work for you.
Should be great stuff, and I imagine you said you were a little chomping at the bit for the fundraising, but I imagine the whole group, right? Everybody's probably just chomping at the bit to do this thing again.
I think so. Yeah, like you said, just getting back involved in the community and seeing some faces that maybe we haven't, in the last couple of years, and socializing and sharing some laughs.
Parade's all coming together?
Yeah, that too. Last I checked with Keith Brown, who's our coordinator for the Carnival Parade this year. He had well over 50 floats.
Ooh.
And I think even more, he's got to be close to 60 or 70 now. So
nothing wrong with that. And that's
no.
Okay, so let's give everybody the details on the course of the weekend. When things are kicking off?
Yeah, so Friday night, 5 p.m., the rides will start to spin. The grills will be hot for all the food booths. That'll all be taking place outside. At 7 p.m., a lot of people then shuffle inside to our Beef on a Bun event, where we serve beef on a bun. We have live music from Rock of 80s and obviously refreshments there. That's an 18-plus event, but that'll go till about 1 in the morning. And then Saturday and Sunday are more of the same, starting at noon hour with the Midway vendors. We'll be on the carnival grounds as well as, of course, our food and beverage booths. Sunday evening, we have entertainment for the kids. I think it's from about 2 to 5. And then that'll shift into a little bit more adult entertainment leading up to the fireworks with our live music and beer gardens. Fireworks, of course, will be taking place. Saturday, I did miss out on, we are running our car show. There'll be a car show, and that had great reception again this year. I'm waiting for their report on Wednesday at our meeting, but I think we're probably almost 200 cars entered into the show already.
All right.
That'll be starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. And then Monday's the grand finale. So, you know, usually our parade starts at 11 o'clock at the Penn Center, goes through downtown Meriton, turns right on Seymour, and then finishes up at our Lions Club, where we'll have live music, entertainment, and beer gardens there as well.
Lots of great stuff coming up, and if folks want to get in touch, probably the social media channel is one of the easiest ways.
Yeah, absolutely. If you reach out to us on our Lions Facebook page, it'll come to myself or one of our great team members, and we'll definitely respond immediately to you.
Perfect. We'll send everybody over there, Steve, and let you relax for a little bit longer, and next week will probably be a whirlwind. I appreciate the chat. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for reaching out. Take care.
Take care. There's Steve Yent with the Meriton Lions as they get ready for the big Labor Day festivities, the Labor Day weekend.